Hey, what's up on Silver Reef Hole? B-Mac is on the Sunset Strip. No, I'm not at the Whiskey. I know, shocking, right? I'm actually at a place called the State Social House. It's a little gastropub just a block away from my favorite watering hole, the Whiskey. But I'm here tonight to see this woman, this beautiful woman who's got an amazing set of pipes. I just saw her perform, and she just put out a brand new album called Vagabond. That's right. Vagabond. You heard that right. So we're going to chat with her and find out where she gets her influences, what made her decide to go this route in music, which is kind of Americana, folksy, popsy kind of thing. But we'll let her describe it. So without further ado, please give a warm welcome to the lovely set of pipes that would make Jewel envious, Miss Piper Hayes. How you doing, Piper?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm looking at a beautiful woman with an amazing, soulful voice. What's not to love about tonight?
Oh, stop it.
Okay, I won't give you compliments anymore. So, tell me, how did you get your start in music?
Well, my mother told me that I came out of the womb singing, and it's just always been a passion of mine, and since I could pick up a pen, that's when I started writing, and it just brought me all over the world, and I've been able to open so many doors, and music has just been my sole thing for my whole life.
Now, if you were to come out of the womb singing, what would be the first song you would probably sing?
Oh, boy.
Hey, you put it out there.
I did. Probably, Guess Who's Back, Back Again.
You would go with Eminem.
Yeah, man, I like to get down sometimes.
Oh, man, for a minute there, I was thinking Aretha Franklin. You'd probably be like, RSPECT. It's International Women's Day. It's respect time.
It is, yeah. I'm wearing my Rosie the Riveter socks. I'm repping my fellow women today. Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's flexing the muscles on your legs today.
You know it. It's a perfect day to drop this album, too, you know? I mean, I have some really strong women in my life, and a lot of my songs are influenced by the people that I met on the road, and one of them is this girl, Sierra Wanderlust, and she really helped me turn into the woman I am today, so it's pretty appropriate.
Wanderlust. Wow, that brings a lot of bells, I guess. So who would you say was the one artist that really influenced you to pick up a guitar or pick up a pen and write down some music?
I've always been a Bob Dylan fan. I love folk music, and his writing is just so beautiful. I love songs that really make you think. So my dad and I would always blast Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and I would also listen to a lot of jazz. I started out with jazz, and that's kind of how I got my beginnings. My roots are in that.
Who's your favorite jazz saxophonist? Please, for the love of God, don't see Kenny G.
Damn it. I'm just kidding, man. I don't know. There's so many good ones. Jazz for me, asking who my favorite jazz person in general is kind of like asking what my favorite color is, because I'm just a rainbow of love. I just love it all, man, honestly.
I dig you, but I'll tell you mine. I would say my favorite saxophonist would probably be Charlie Parker, the Birdman himself, and my favorite and all-time jazz guy, Miles Davis.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, my favorite trumpet player is my great-grandfather, Sam Skolnick. He actually played first horn with Dizzy Gillespie and Tommy Dorsey Band, and he was there when Frank Sinatra got his start, and so he's definitely... If I had to pick a favorite, I gotta keep it in the family.
Your great-grandfather played with Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes.
That's amazing. I'm a metalhead, I know, but I know jazz. I know who that is.
Yeah, I mean, they used to call him Big Daddy, and he was just a total jazz cat, you know? When he talks to you, he goes, zoobity-wop, how you doing? Ah.
So he was a real hipster before, you know, 60s.
Before it was cool.
Before the 60s came around, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this new album you got out. It's called Vagabond. Why Vagabond?
Well, as I said on stage, one day I was in London living with this rock band called Silk Road, and my parents had been trying to reach me, and I wasn't really answering their phone calls. But when I did, my mother called, and I answered, and she was asking me when I would be coming home, and I didn't have an answer for her. So she goes, "You know what you are? You're just a vagabond." And I was laughing a little bit and trying to reassure her, saying, "No, Mom, I'm not a vagabond. I'm a vagablond. Blondes have more fun." And the name just kind of stuck. It just all came together, and I think it sums me up pretty well.
Well, there you go. I'm not too familiar with the album just yet. So I don't know any of the title tracks, the tracks on there. But can you tell us, like, some songs that are on there?
Yeah, there's 11 tracks, 10 originals that I wrote, and one cover by Alvin Leet of 10 Years After. And we recorded them all in Memphis, but all the songs are basically just about my travels and different stories of mine. One of the songs, Going Down Together, I wrote after a long night at the pub, and I was just kind of jamming about friends and being far away from home, but still having a good time. Another one is Need to Be. I was on the road a lot, and I was homeless for a little while, just kind of really vagabonding. And Need to Be, it was just a reassurance to myself that things might not be exactly how you would imagine them to be, but they're exactly how they need to be. And a few other ones that are just about relationships and about traveling and about putting yourself out there. So, yeah.
So, which song would you say was your favorite one? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but there's always that one special one that artists just love to hold on to, and they say that's the crown jewel for them on that record.
I think Let Me Be Me, the song that I closed out with tonight, is definitely one of my favorites. I wrote it when I really needed to just get out and find myself, for lack of a better term, or re-find myself, I guess. And I it's just all about going out on your own and living your life the way that you hope to live it, and that one is really close to my heart.
That's awesome. And you mentioned that Bob Dylan was your favorite artist growing up. Did you have, like, a favorite record or a favorite song that you always have to play whenever you're thinking of Bob Dylan?
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right is probably one of my favorites. Don't think twice, it's all right. But I know you sit and wonder why I've been.
I would say mine would probably be the song that won him the Oscar for Wonder Boys. I forget the title, but it goes, Things Have Changed. I just love the whole beat of it. I was like, I loved it. I loved his raspy voice kind of complimented the music and whatnot.
Yeah, I love folk music so much. Also, there's this film called Inside Llewyn Davis by the Coen brothers, and Oscar Isaac is in it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. With John Goodman, right?
Yes, John Goodman's in it, and also Oscar Isaac, who's another phenomenal musician, singer, and he did another song, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, which is not a Bob Dylan song, but it's a classic folk song, and that one was also kind of inspiration behind Going Down Together. But he's also incredible. I love the folksy stuff. I love it.
Did you ever imagine him being in Star Wars?
No, but I'm totally okay with it.
Hey, he kills it as his character, Cameron Poe.
He does.
Oh, no, his name is not Cameron Poe. I think it's just Bo.
Yeah, I think it's just Bo.
Poe, not Bo.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with Star Wars, I'm going to be honest.
You know what? This interview is over. Bye. Why did you waste my time with her, Kelly? Honestly.
No! I'm more of a Harry Potter girl myself.
Okay, what house are you?
I think I'm Hufflepuff.
I think I was put in Hufflepuff as well when I took a test.
Yeah, I'm just cuddly and I like food.
It's so weird because I'm a metalhead. I figured I'd be long in Slytherin, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. Well, like I just said, I'm mainly into hard rock and heavy metal. I gotta ask, and I always ask people this when they're not affiliated with that kind of music, but did you listen to a little bit of heavy rock and roll back in the day? And it doesn't have to be real heavy, but like the classic 70s and 80s metal stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not super, super familiar, but I do. I lived in London for a while, and I was living in Camden with a hard rock band, and so I really got a lot of exposure to that world while I was living there, and it was a lot of fun. And I mean, going to those types of shows is just so much energy, and you just get sweaty, and everybody's so cool, and just bouncing around. I have a good time with metal and hard rock.
Oh yeah, I mean, you go in there, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. With the music that you play, you just sit back and soak the music in, and even dance with your girlfriend at a metal show. You basically go balls to the wall, and yeah, you bash into each other until you can't walk away from it, you know?
Yeah, well, I like to describe my music as something that you can tap your foot to and get down to, but also sit back and enjoy a drink, cuddle with somebody. It's kind of that nice medium.
Exactly. So you got this show You got this one thing that you just did, this little opening gig for the release of your album. What are your plans in terms of for the rest of 2019? You plan on doing some shows across the country?
Yes. We're playing on March 23rd at the Mint here in LA. That's going to be a really fun show as well. And then we're in the works of creating the Vagablonde tour. And so I already have many plans. I don't want to give too much away because we're still working on it.
And they're They're in the infant stages.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hit a lot of really awesome places. I've already had many people reach out to me asking if I could come to their town. So we're just trying to map it all out right now and figure it out. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a good year.
Well, I think you should, if you're going to map it out, you should come down to my town, Orange County. We got some good venues there.
Heck yeah, I'm down.
Just stay away from the Chain Reaction. Don't ever play there.
I'm not even going to ask.
I will just tell you, it's a metal club, but it's very small, it's very dingy, and they don't serve alcohol, so what's the point?
You don't think my music will do well at a metal pub?
I didn't say that. I just don't think you want to play anywhere where it doesn't serve drinks, you know?
Yeah, to each their own, but yeah, I totally feel that music usually goes well with alcohol, or alcohol usually goes well with music, I guess.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions, because, you know, you just want to go in there and mingle with your fans, and I get that.
Well, it's a beautiful night here. We're sitting out on the rooftop of State Social House, and got a view of the city, and it's not too cold out, so I'm not complaining.
Hey, I'm not complaining either. It's not every. I don't get this kind of view in Orange County, that's for sure. So, let me think of a good one. This is a hard question to follow up on. But as you know, we're losing a lot of artists. The ones that we grew up on, they're starting to pass on to the next life. And it's so sad. I mean, we lose Bowie. Tom Petty, Glenn Frey, Prince. And, of course, for me, I lost Lemmy. I lost Scott Weiland. I lost Vinnie Paul of Pantera. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, do you think it's more important now, more than ever, to really carry the torch that they lit to begin with and just carry on the legacy that they bestowed before us, either in metal or folk or pop? Do you think it's more important now to keep the music going?
Yeah, I do. You know, music can span through... Music is a universal language, and it hits so many people in so many different ways. And to carry an audience and to be there for people when it comes to music, I think is so important, especially in the chaotic times that we're living in now. Really being able to form that community and have that sense of togetherness through music is really important. And carrying the torch and creating new while thanking the old and paying homage to those that came before us is super important.
I agree with you on that one, because not only for folk artists, but we also have metal bands and hard rock bands and rock bands that are rising up and carrying the torches. I mean, if anything, I keep fearing that Ozzy Osbourne's going to kick the can soon because he's in the hospital.
That guy's immortal. Him and Keith Richards, I think, are just going to live forever.
You know, people thought, Kelly can atone to this, we all thought Lemmy was going to live forever, and then he kicked the bucket unexpectedly.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, people say you only live once, but you live every day, you only die once, so you might as well make the most of it and give as much of yourself to the world as you can.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a good way to put it. All right, my final question, and this is a big one. You ready for this one?
Oh, Lord, I guess.
I don't think she's ready, Kelly. Do you think she's ready?
She's ready.
Okay, that was Kelly Walsh of MSOPR. She's my girl, and she looks out for me like I look out for her. So here's my question. Who do you prefer, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Oh, we're going to go there. Well,
I go there all the time. Everybody's stumped by this one.
I got to say, I'm a Beatles girl. Yep, I see your face that you're making at me right now. But, you know, I love the Beatles. I grew up listening to the Beatles, and I grew up listening to the Stones as well, but... I actually played the Cavern Club in Liverpool, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. And John Lennon is another one of my favorite artists and writers, and he was a little nutty, but I love the guy, and the Beatles have just, they're immortal to me.
Yeah, they'll always be immortal to me too. I mean, I grew up on them. My mom got me into the early stuff, and then I developed a bigger taste for the later stuff because I thought that's when they were their most creative.
Totally. Sgt. Pepper, you know, is revolutionary.
Forget Sgt. Pepper. Talk about the White Album, Revolver, or Abbey Road.
Yeah, but the thing is, Sgt. Pepper is where it all started for them to, like, be more creative and just go out on limbs and really get their full potential, in my opinion.
Exactly. But I would say, for me, the Stones all the way, because I always loved how they would incorporate their heavy blues rock with, like, reggae, R&B, jazz, pop. They would put those different styles with their rock and roll, and it would just come out beautiful. It's amazing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me the Stones, too. Beast of Burden is one of my favorite songs to dance to in my room when I'm by myself, because I could just go crazy and have fun. But I love the Beatles so much. Yeah. I love them.
And here's a fun fact. My grandfather, who's actually a pastor today, he actually played in front of, he actually opened up for the Rolling Stones back in the 60s.
No way! That's incredible!
I swear to God, there's a funny story behind it. It's during the 60s, and it's during one of those county festival tours, you know, where they do like three shows a day. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he does three shows with them, and he's all dapper and whatnot because he's a singer-songwriter. He's kind of like Frank Sinatra with a guitar. So
that's pretty cool.
It is. So anyway, each new show, it's a blazing hot day. The Stones are wearing the same things over and over again. They're playing their balls out, so you can imagine what it's like for them, you know?
Playing their balls out like early Chili Peppers balls out, or just playing super hard?
I think a little bit of both.
This
is pre-Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I know, but you know the whole story with the Chili Peppers playing with socks on their dongs.
Oh, come on. You don't think I know about that?
I
agree with you. That is best era. But anyway, the last show of the day, he's looking all dapper. He's got a brand new suit on. He finishes his set. He walks off. He walks past the Stones. He says hi. They say hi. All of a sudden, he's smelling them, and they smell crazy. They're raunchy, you know? So anyway, their manager tells him, okay, we're getting some complaints about your smoke. Do you think you could change your outfits, just switch your outfits really quick? They're like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. So they go do that, and right when they go on, the manager knows this, my grandfather knows this, everybody knows this. Shit you not. They came out wearing each other's outfits.
Oh my goodness. That is a power move right there.
That is very a rock and roll moment right there, you know?
That is totally rock and roll.
All right. Well, Piper, thank you very much for talking with Unsilver Revolt. It's always fun to meet new artists and expand our horizons every now and then beyond the realm of hard rock and heavy metal.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sitting down with me and coming out to the show all the way from OC. You're a true legend. Thank you.
I'm a true legend. You hear that, Kelly? I'm a true legend now. I like that. This was Piper Hayes, singer-songwriter with Stevie Nicks attitude. Be sure to pick up her brand new album, Vagabond, and be sure to catch her when she hits the road later on this year. I don't have any dates yet, but she just mentioned that she will be playing the Mint on March 23rd. I'll probably be there if there is not a metal band that I want to see. But you know what? I already covered Kiss, so I'm good.
Rock and roll, man.
You know what? It's Kiss's last tour. You gotta check them out.
You got to.
Well, they said it's their last tour, but they've done that three times already. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Piper, thank you very much. And I will definitely see you the next time for a full set. You have fun. And just keep doing what you're doing, writing great music.
Thank you so much, man. I'm already ready for album number 2. Let's get it.
That's the motivation we love to hear.